Evan Feinman is the state's chief broadband advisor. He says companies won't come to a community that doesn't have good internet access.
I have conversations with corporate leaders who say, well, am I going to be able to get in touch with my manager at 1 a.m. and will he or she be able to send me a document? If the answer is no, that community's off the list.
That's why the state is pushing for universal broadband within the next decade. But there's a hurdle. Private companies like Verizon and Comcast won't actually say where the gaps are.
If you call them and say, I live at this address, can I get connected? They can tell you yes or no. They will not share that information nationally.
Feinman says that lack of a map has stopped the state from acting before. But instead of waiting, now the state is encouraging companies and localities to work together anyway. For example, let's say Comcast serves one corner of a rural county, and the county says they'd like someone to provide coverage to the rest.
Comcast is interested in helping us avoid having to fund an overbuild. If they don't bid on covering the rest of the county, then they're not interested in covering the rest of the county. And so when another ISP comes in, I have a high confidence that when that ISP asks Comcast, hey, I want to cover the rest of this county, how much of that do I need to do? Comcast will share that information.
So the maps stay between the two companies, and the state doesn't have to get involved with proprietary information. Instead, the state will step in when it comes to funding, providing grants, so companies can lay down the expensive infrastructure needed to reach those hard-to-reach places. Lawmakers slated $19 million for the projects in this latest budget. I'm Mallory Nopain.